The Lord bless and keep you, heart dwellers, and understand that this is the time of the month when the dark forces like to make things difficult for us. The 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd of every month. That's a little something for you to note. And right now, we are all feeling that being sifted and tested. The Lord gave me a Rhema card that said, Satan has desired to sift you. Of course, the other part of that is, but I have prayed for you. So the Lord has this too. But it was a nice heads up because there's obviously a curse of division trying to get a foothold here. And we just don't want it. We're not going to have it. We're going to have blessings and blessings and blessings of unity, brotherly love and unity. So our father had said the community is in perilous danger. And Mother Elizabeth said, I believe that. And the Lord said, do not fear. I have told you, love one another as I have loved you, and you shall pass this test as well. Every community goes through times like this. Some survive and some don't. It's all about love and humility. That is what I'm doing in my church right now. I am raising up communities after my own heart. This is one of them. You will pass this test, Claire. Just keep a tight hold on the fact that you are being sifted. All are being sifted, so all need to be aware of the working of the enemy through one another. Refuse to take offense. That's a big secret. Well, yeah, the Lord said keep a tight hold on the fact that you're being sifted. And that means when you see potential trouble, know that it's an assignment against you. And it's not the person that's causing the problem. It's the demons and the demonic assignments that are causing the problem. So when a demon is active, you don't jump on the person, you jump on the demon, right? And refuse to take offense and love them and forgive them and keep on going. So we had an incident today that really tweaked my beak. Yeah. Well, we had actually another one the day before, a challenge, a difficulty, an unexpected opposition or unexpected reaction, let's say, from some important people. And it made me extremely upset. And I rarely get upset. So I knew it was the enemy. I got angry. And the Lord was showing me my pride that I got angry. I didn't need to get angry. This could be handled without anger. And I told him, I don't want this. Please take it away from me. And guess what? He did. He took that anger away. But I did have to do some writing to clarify some things for other people, and that was time consuming. Then today, we had a situation where we had been talking about notifying me when you come down off the mountain so I know who can cover for you. And we had asked this many, many times, and someone went down off the mountain without letting us know. And my reaction was not a good reaction because we were basically alone up here, no men at all that could help. And, you know, being out in the wilderness, you kind of count how many people you have around you and how, you know, who can handle what if it comes up. But I really overdid it in my mind. It's like, it's not a big deal. Why are you getting so upset? And I realized it was my pride. I was not asked. I was not notified. Now, if that's not pride, I don't know what is. And I recognize it as such because of the litany of humility. I think it reads something like, Lord, grant me the grace of being happy when I'm not notified, you know, when I'm not told something, when I'm left out, when I'm ignored. And so the Lord brought that to mind. I thought, I don't want the pride. Please take this away from me. And it was good that I recognized it, because I know I have it, but I don't always know where it is. And when it comes up like this, it becomes really obvious. And then I can pray against it and tell the Lord, I don't want this. So, moving right along here, the Lord continued. He was talking about the curses. They, meaning the enemy, the curses, the demons, whatever, have been sent to cause friction and indignation. These things cannot exist in the presence of love, humility, and obedience with a good heart. You're beginning to see why I said those two virtues, love and humility, will cover you like armor. So, and he did. He said, if you're walking in love and humility, nothing can penetrate that. And I said, yes, Lord, I felt that when I realized pressure was being exerted on me to react in anger. He replied, that's exactly correct. Quench that fiery dart with love and making excuses for others, even bending over backwards to bless them in the midst of a less than ideal situation. So instead of indulging my anger, the Lord gave me the idea to bless them with a meal out and a trip to the zoo or something like that. And the truth was, they did have special needs. And this incident acted as a harbinger of this to come as families begin to associate with us and children increase. So the Lord is calling families here as well, but not on the mountain necessarily, because we don't have room for them. It's too small of an operation, but he is calling families to be involved with us. So after I did that, acting in charity instead of resentment, I had peace. Jesus replied, that's how you will know you did the right thing. Truly, there is a reordering of priorities in the community to make room for family values and needs. They are quite different than single brothers and sisters without children. I will guide you, beloved. My spirit is with you, and he will always guide you if you ask. When these occasions arise, take time out and seek our solution. And then return and implement it. And whenever he says our or we, he means Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He continued, Satan does not know how to handle these situations, but he does know how to set them up and foment them. He is doing me the great favor of training you all in the proper response by setting you up to fail, to fall and be divided. You were learning what to expect from the dark side. You were learning his tactics and how to handle them. Love conquers all, even a drunken Roman soldier taking out his fury on me. Even he can be conquered by love. When it is not critical, take the path of least resistance. When it is critical, apply love, patience and goodwill, looking out for the best interests of one another. There is no law against love. Love conquers all. When someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the left cheek also, and pray for your enemies, who are many and are accumulating. The good news is that they are observing love in action. I'm beginning to question their practices, and are they really happy with what they've chosen to do in their life, their spirituality? Oh, Jesus, hold me up. I feel like fainting. He said, they will walk and not get weary. They'll run and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. As you can see, this other soul is a very frail one. So we had someone also who caved and needed to rest. Kid gloves work well with frail souls. I know you know this. Take nothing personally. Recognize the real enemy in all things. We are getting there, dear Claire. We are getting there. Meaning we're increasing in understanding when it comes to division. Father just told Mother Elizabeth that God wanted us to establish a convent in honor of the Immaculate Conception. And Mother Elizabeth had an idea of the building and property where it already is. You know, I'm looking at expansion. We have Mexico. We've got this now. And our own little community up here in the woods. Wow, Lord. And the community down in town. It's quite a bit. And I said, Lord, I cannot possibly manage or do all that needs to be done. At that point, I saw a set of keys in my lap. The same two keys given to me in Florida when we were visiting a convent. We were visiting a convent and praying with the brothers there. Then I thought of Peter and the keys to the kingdom. And the Lord said, do not say you can't. Rather say to me, Jesus, you can. Can't is not in my vocabulary. Rather say, be it unto me according to thy will. And I thought about it for a minute and I said, okay. You know, it seems like I've heard that sentence somewhere before. Jesus smiled and said, yes, it sounds familiar to me as well. I pondered that, and he replied, now you're getting a picture. That was the end of his message.